Zondervan presents The Big Picture, Getting Perspective on What's Really Important in Life by Benjamin Carson with Greg Lewis. Read by John Pruden. To Bill and Shirley Howard and the Children's Cancer Foundation for making my life easier, and to Gary Roth, a friend, a patient, and an inspiration to me. Part 1. Seeing the Big Picture. Prologue. 2 days after Christmas, on the evening of December 27, 1997, I kissed my wife and 3 sons goodbye, walked out the door of our suburban Maryland home, and headed for Baltimore Washington International Airport. From there, I flew to New York to connect with the transcontinental flight bound for South Africa. As the 747 lumbered down the runway, lifting slowly into the air and banked out over the Atlantic, I knew I had 16 long hours to rest and review my notes and finalize plans for what I hoped and prayed might be a history-making endeavor. I leaned my head back, closed my eyes, and tried to remember everything I had learned about the case of Joseph and Luca Banda. The Banda boys were 11-month-old Siamese twins, joined at the top of the head, facing opposite directions. All Siamese twins joined at the head are known as craniopagus twins, for the Greek cranio, meaning helmet, and pagus, meaning fixed. Before 1987, only 79 such cases were recorded in 500 years of medical history. During that time, 30 attempts had been made to separate them. Only 7 of the 60 children survived unscathed. 30 had died during or soon after the surgeries.